I'm sorry for keeping some all of you waiting, but I'm sure you used your time well. I know we're starting a little bit later than we had hoped to start. And I'm deeply appreciative of the Rosh HaKollel, of the Dayan, of the Avreichem, of everybody who's here for giving me the opportunity. Also Jonathan, who arranged everything. It's really, I know you hear this from everybody, and I hope they're also telling the truth. But for me, it's a very big schus. Really, a very, very big schus. I can tell you that last night I was in this room, and I was thinking when I was in this room last night that I just hope that someday I'll be in a room that's just like this in my own community. I really mean it. I was just looking around and saying, just like this. Just like this in my own community. Halavai. That's a shame. I ask you to do something that probably other speakers here in this Chashuv and Moysed don't always ask. But I ask you to think for a few moments, just for a few moments, about a question. If we had more time and it was a different setting, I would even ask you to raise your hand and announce your answer, but we'll just do it silently. If you could hope and you could daven that your son or sons would grow up to be like any Jew in history, who would that Jew or who would that little short, small group of Jews be? I hope my son is like him. If it's a pair or a trio, small group of people, I imagine that somebody in this room thought Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Moshe and Aaron, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. I've had the opportunity to ask this question a lot. You'll get old answers and more contemporary answers. You'll have all the way through the Balei Musar and the Hasidish Rebbes and the great Rosh Hashivas. But anytime I ask this question, I never heard somebody say, I hope that my sons grow up to be like Ephraim and Menashe. Never. There probably are some Talmid Chacham here in the room who said, Ephraim and Menashe, of course, that's what I want them to grow up to be like. But we all know that Yaakov Avinu said, B'choy Yivarech Yisrael, and that we place our own hands on our son's head and say, this is what I bent you with. Should be like Ephraim and Menashe. And this needs explanation. The Psukim say that there's a machlekes between Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef brought his sons, Ephraim to the right, Menashe to the left. Vayishlach Yisrael siyamino vayoshas al rosh Ephraim v'hu atzair v'alsmol al rosh Menashe. Sikel as yodik Menashe abichor. By the way, sometimes I present to crowds and I say, I apologize if I don't translate something, then please interrupt and tell me. But here I'm apologizing in advance if I do translate something that feels like, does this guy know where he is? Hush of a crowd, august, Talmid Chachamim, so I'm making assumptions so that I don't look bad. Yaakov Avinu crossed his hands. He argued with Yosef HaTzadik. And a little later it says after the bracha, Yosef saw ki yoshes aviv yad yamino al rosh Ephraim vayera beinov. He was upset with his father. He didn't see this as proper. He took his father's hand. Vayomer Yosef al aviv lo chein aviv ki zah b'char sim yamin chal rosha vayemayin aviv. There's something going on here, Machlekes in Yaakov and Yosef, that is very unusual, that there isn't contrition from Yosef to see what's going on. Lo chein avi. So what's going on here? Why would they be the choices, and what is the Machlekes in Yaakov and Yosef, and what does that have to do with our lives? The Rebbe the Nesiv Shalom says, that Yaakov began the conversation with Yosef with these words. He saw them. Vayar Yisrael's b'nei Yosef, vayomer mi'ela. He saw the children of Yosef and he said, who are they?
Vayomer Yosef el Aviv, Bonayim Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bazeh. Yosef responded to his father, they're my sons who were born here. Vayomer Kachem Noi Lai Vavarachim. Okay, I'll bring them close for a bracha. Says the Rebbe in the name of an earlier Slonim Rebbe, that when he says Vayomer Mi'ela, he's saying to him, there's two paths in Avodas Hashem. Every one of us is responsible to master both. But there's generally two paths, and we can design a large list of things that fit on, if we divide these two paths, we'll see a whole list of things where this division occurs. And Yaakov was saying, Mi'ela, Mem Yud Aleph Lamed Hey. If you take that word and you re-scramble it, it spells the name of Hashem Elohim. Mem Yud Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. And what Yaakov Avinu was saying was, the proper path of Avodas Hashem is Mitoch Ava. You love Hashem, serve Hashem with your passion. And the name of Hashem that's associated with Ava is Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But Mi'ela, what's going on here? I see in them Elokim. I see in them that they're serving Hashem Mitoch Yira. This, of course, violates the mission of Pirkei Avos. You should be Oved Hashem like an Eved who's not looking for a schar. Well, that means that you do it out of love. I had friends when I was a kid who had opportunities to meet famous people and do famous things and so on. They didn't ask, how do you get paid? Can I get paid? That was enough pay. They just wanted to be around something special. So a Yid should serve Hashem because he wants to be around the mitzvahs. He wants to be around Hashem. Like, how could there be anything more delicious than learning Hashem's Torah or putting on Hashem's tefillin? To take Shem Hashem and put it on yourself and be one with it. To be mekabel Shabbos. To bench Shabbos Licht or say Kiddush. A person should run after that. You know the feeling that you missed your regular schedule for whatever reason, you couldn't make it to Maariv. You missed the last Maariv. And you're going to sleep, and as you're laying down to bed, you say, I didn't have Maariv. There's not enough faces in this crowd admitting that they recognize that moment. So at that moment, you could say, this is terrible. It's terrible to be me. But I'll do it because I have to do it. Or you could say, if I had already davened Maariv, then I would have already said Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema, bin Mekabel Ol Mechus Shemayim and Ol HaMitzvahs, bin Zoyech Yetzias Mitzrayim, had the privilege of saying to Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, many, many times. I think those words appear in Shemoneh Esrei 20 times. What a privilege it is. I'm so excited. That's not the normal feeling. It's the best feeling. It's the right way. But the Mishnah ends that says you should be like an Ebed Shalom and Asla Kalba Pras. The Mishnah ends by saying, Vihim Nora Shemayim Aleichem. In case you're not holding with the Abbas Hashem, there's also Yira. Know that you're Mitzvah, you have to do it. Know that you're required. But the best way is Mitoch Ava. So comes Yaakov Avinu and says, Mi'ela, what's going on here? They're serving Hashem Mitoch Yira. And Yosef HaTzadik gives the best answer, the obvious answer. Banayim, Asher Nasal Elokim Bazeh, they're my sons who were born here in Mitzrayim. If you would send your son away, he has to go to a certain place, whatever it may be, medical treatment, school, whatever the reason has to go to that place, that's a spiritually dangerous place, you would say to him, don't do this, and don't do this, and don't do this, and don't do this. Stay out of that neighborhood, don't do these things. Because you would say, be afraid that you'll fall from your madriga, and you would probably naturally be mitzavah him in all kinds of low seses, all kinds of things don't do. That's mitzad yira. You probably wouldn't think you're going to that place. So you have to be mislahev in the mitzvahs. You have to go and it's all true, but it's not natural. Yosef's response was, they're born here in Mitzrayim. That's why they're serving Hashem mitoch yira. Reasonable. And by the way, this notion of whether mitoch yira or mitoch ava comes up all the time. Zohar says, Pekuda kadma do yiras Hashem. The very first thing is yiras Hashem. Why? Because if the first thing you do is become emotional and mislive and so on, it could lead to ava nefula. It's important. But if it's the baseline of your service of Hashem, if it's the baseline, you could lose yourself in that. And there are examples of this throughout history, even recent history. People who were very great lovers of Hashem but didn't have the discipline of an Eved Hashem. First comes the discipline. I like to compare Avodas Hashem to being on a train platform. When you're on a train platform, there are two jobs you have. The first job is don't cross the yellow line. That's the first job you have. The second job you have is cross the yellow line. Otherwise, you're just stuck there the whole time. You're not going anywhere. But the first job is Yira. First job is Yira. Get out of the way. The second job is when we have the Yira and it's proper, Viter. So this Shaila of how to be an Eved Hashem is dealt with by David HaMelech. Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov. It's dealt with by the Brisa, which is the basis of the Mesilas Yesharim, Zahirus and Zrizus. First Zahirus, then Zrizus. First Sur Meira, then Aseh Tov. V'chahena v'chahena. It's a Mefurisha Zohar, as I said. So that's here's about Tzadik responding that way. This is it. And says Yosef, that's why I named my first son Menashe. Because the Pasuk says about Menashe's name, Ki Nashani Elokim, that Hashem caused me to forget, took me away from my toil and my father's house. You hear in that's a withdrawal, that's a Sur Meira. I called him Menashe because here in this place, it begins with Sur Meira. Get away from the bad stuff. I named my second son Ki Hifrani Elokim Be'eretz Oni. That my second son is, I became something here. I had fruitfulness. I did. The first one is, he took me away. Thank you, Hashem. Thank me for the bad. And the second one is Ava. The second one is, I'm here. Look at what's happening to me. Everybody has to be careful. Don't do Averas. Everyone has to be careful. Do the mitzvahs. Celebrate the accomplishments in learning. The chule in every relationship, this is so, by the way, between a husband and wife, between parents and children. They're all governed by Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov. So comes Yosef HaTzadik and he says, Menashe means take me away from the bad, and Ephraim means make it good, and that's why I named them like this here. And therefore Menashe is first. But here's a huge chiddush. Yaakov Avinu says, even in the Golus, it's Shayach that Aseh Tov comes first. Ki Hifrani Elokim Be'eretz Oni. But how? Because Yaakov Avinu is Titei Nemes LeYaakov. He's Tiferes, he's Koyach HaTorah. Somebody who has the Koyach HaTorah inside of them, in learning, and even in mitzvahs with his lavas. Somebody who becomes like Yaakov Avinu, and these are his grandchildren. It's Shayach to do Aseh Tov before. That's possible even in the Golus, says Yaakov Avinu. You think that the only way is to do Yiras Hashem, which is secondary. Because we saw in the Mishnah already, that's second class, so to speak. It's a great thing, but it's second class. And you say, that's got to be first. Yaakov Avinu is Mechadish. It doesn't have to be first. You could go straight there, and that will inspire the good. That will inspire you to stay away from the bad. And this, by the way, is a serious shaila. If we had more time to delve into this, serious shaila in chinuch. What's best for my son? Is it to encourage him to not do the bad stuff? Or is it to encourage him, do the good stuff? Come over here. Feel the geschmack of Shabbos. Feel the geschmack of learning. Feel the geschmack of these sudas. Of this shaychus to anashim gedoyim. Let's go do something. If you go and do something, sometimes that awakens inside of somebody, the other stuff is narishkeit. I'm not interested in that. It's worthless. You have to know yourself and you have to know your children. What comes first? Pashat. It's pashat. That in all of the ways we divide this, it's always Sur Meira and then Aseh Tov. Like Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, Hoshia means to get out of something bad. Anashem Hatzlichana means to get into something good. To be Matzliach. And there are many more examples of this. But comes Yaakov Avinu and says, with Koyach HaTorah, by being involved in good stuff, by engaging good stuff, even in the gullus of the gullus, it's possible. So what is a father saying to his son when he places his hands on his head and he says, Yisimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'cheminasha? Seems like such a crazy thing to say. Probably nobody here thought of them. What more could one say then? My son, be the embodiment of Sur Meirah and the embodiment of Aseh Tov. Be the whole package in Avodas Hashem. Hashem should make you that you are fruitful and you are doing and you're in Eved Hashem mitoch Ava and you're in the mitzvah Aseh and you are there Shalom Manas the Kabbal Pras. And you should be Yimor Hashemayim Aleichem Lo Saseh Elokim Yimor Hashemayim, all the elements of all these things. That's what I'm benching you with. That's what I'm benching you with. That's what I want for you. That's what a father's saying. What's the right path? Which one first? Machlokes Yaakov and Yosef. Pashtus like Yosef. But if you come here every night, you're licked and learning. Then very much, especially in this generation, it might be, this is so geschmack, it's so fantastic, that even the yetzaharas that we need for stimulation will just fall away. Piasetzna says in Perek Tes of Tzav Aziras that every person needs stimulation like he needs food and sleep. And if you won't have stimulation, you will have stimulation. Eventually you'll find it. Could be the wrong stuff. So we need to be over Hashem mitoch Ava. And then the Yitzhara falls away. I just want to end with a shtickle chiddush. Sefer Bereishis, which is Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, is the basic framework of all that follows it, contains only three mitzvahs. Has the mitzvah of Bismillah, not in this order, obviously, mitzvah of Bismillah, the mitzvah of Pur Revu, having a family, and the mitzvah of not eating the Gidon Asha. That's it. So why are there only three mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis? Again, Sefer Bereishis is formative. So I want to suggest to you that Bris Milah is both, in a certain sense, a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. It's definitely a mitzvah saseh to be mal a child when he's 8 days old, or to be mal yourself, see to your own milah if you were older. That's pasha. It places upon you a chiv. It's a mitzvah saseh. But shmiras habris, but living up to what it means that you are of that agreement with Hashem, Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras HaYesoid, all of that imposes upon you los ases, that you shouldn't do certain things because you are a Baal Bris with Hashem. So Bris, I want to suggest to you, is an archetype mitzvah that we're in a covenant with Hashem. And that's obviously written in many Svarim Keneged Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who said they should all have Bris Milah Mitzrayim when Pyro sent him. Yosef HaTzadik is Shmir HaSayyid, Yosef HaTzadik is all of this. But the chiddush of the two shvatim that come from Yosef HaTzadik is that there can be a unified thing that then splits into two. And it seems to me very pashut that Gidon Asha and Pur Revu are binyan av on all essen and all lavin. They are how we carry this out, and I think it's Poshet. Isn't it obvious that Pru Uruvu is Keneged Ephraim Ki Ephrani Elokim Be'eretz Onyi? It's mamish the same Lashon. Ephraim, because Hashem made me fruitful. Ki Ephrani Elokim. And isn't it Poshet that Gidon Asha is Keneged Menashe Ki Nashani Elokim? As Kol Beis Avi? That the Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzave us, be with me in a covenant. Be connected to me. Sur Meirava Aseh Tov. Sur Meirava Aseh Tov. All of it is found in these words we say on our children's heads. The whole of Sefer Bereishis only contains these mitzvahs, because that's the whole story. whole story, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench every one of us and all of our children, that we should be Mekayim this, that we work on ourselves every day to make sure that we always improve in staying away from the bad, not crossing the yellow line, and that we always improve in going towards the good, getting on the road towards the Avodas Hashem. Whichever one comes first depends on the person. I say l'cha rav k'nei l'cha chaver and figure it out. Have a wonderful Shabbos.